So Wine News Prize Time, the Real Review, which is a heavyweight wine site, has ranked our best wineries over the weekend, and Felton Road has been crowned the winery of the year in this very fine country of ours, and I'll give you the others in just a moment, but the Felton Road winemaker, Blair Walter, is with us. Blair, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, these are serious players, so this is a nice award to receive. I mean, all awards are nice awards to receive, aren't they?
Yes, indeed.
How long have you been going in terms of awards and prizes, and do they still count given your long and illustrious success?
Oh, we've been going 28 years down here now, and the awards are incredibly important. It's, you know, that third party endorsement of you know, what you're doing, and, you know, ranking and rating the wines, and you know, establishing a criteria that consumers can base decisions on is incredibly important.
I look at the top 10 list, and I know that, you know, you included make other wines apart from Pinot, but it does seem to be one, Pinot heavy, and two, particularly red heavy. Is that where we're going in terms of quality, and that's why you would hand out the awards to the people I've handed them out to?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good observation. But, you know, varieties like Chardonnay are incredibly important to New Zealand. You know, of course, Sauvignon Blanc. But, you know, when you talk to global commentators, you know, they say that Chardonnay is perhaps the most important high-quality variety that comes out of New Zealand. But no, there's no doubt that Pinot Noir is extremely suited to many of the regions throughout New Zealand.
So you look at these top 10, and I know you're competitive and all that sort of stuff, but I mean, you'd sit happily alongside any one of these names, wouldn't you? I mean, these are globally impressive people who make high, globally significant wines.
Oh, we're blessed in New Zealand with, an incredible range of high quality producers throughout the regions, and, you know, across multiple varieties. So yeah, no, it's a great place to be sitting.
How'd the vintage go, by the way?
Oh, 24. Very, very nice. In fact, we're putting the finishing touches to it this morning. The last wines are going to barrel just this morning.
And does everything
nice
look? I mean, somebody was telling me the other day, Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc could be the vintage of vintages. What can you say about Central Otago?
It's very, very high quality. We don't have any concerns for it. It's just a little early days to really sort of say whether it's going to be one of the very top or not. But there's all signs pointing that it's a great year.
Fantastic. Blair, good to catch up. Appreciate it very much. And congratulations on your award, Blair Walter, Felton Road winemaker. So the top 10 are Felton Road, followed by Destiny Bay, which is out of Waiheke. And they make a very illustrious series of reds. Church Road, which you will know, Aotearangi, of course, that was the reference to Pinot in the Martinborough region. Craggy Range make all sorts. I mean, they make a whole bunch of different reds, but their super heavyweight stuff is all red. Obsidian. Once again, Waiheke, Villa Maria, more broad-based, of course. Dry River Wines, which is one of the great Pinot Noir makers out of Martinborough, once again. From, who are at the top of the South Island, and Trinity Hill, once again, out of Hawke's Bay. And seriously, red, their Syrah is one to die for.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.